Brookings University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Welcome to the beginning of the end of your Monday night here on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. In a world of sound and no vision, one man will explore the theater of the mind, radio, and that man is... Nicholas Ewan, and you're listening to Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. And here we are, it's 11 o'clock and some change. As always, we're here keeping it classy, taking it easy, getting ready to play some jazz music on a Monday night from 11 o'clock until the midnight hour. And to start things off, as always, I have a fantastic request from a good friend of mine, Master Nate from Master Nate and the Reprobates. He wanted to hear some Kenny Burrell and John Coltrane with the song Freight Train to start things off. And if they're tuned in right now, I hope the tour went well for Master Nate and the Reprobates. And as always, Master Nate, I appreciate you sending this in. I'm always grateful to get a request from you whenever you're able to send one in. Let's see if we get things started here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. Whether you're listening in on your FM dial on 101.9 FM, Kojiko Channel 282, or on our website, CFRC.ca, I hope you're able to find the time to relax on this Monday evening. Take it easy. Enjoy some jazz music. So, let's begin. Please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Daniel Wolf. If you're like me, you sometimes find Mondays to be a bit of a drag. Why don't you try out some really neat music? I have a show on CFRC 101.9 FM titled Dark Glasses. It's an eclectic mix of everything from jazz to folk to indie to musicals. You'll hear everything from Sonny Rollins and Dizzy Gillespie all the way to Gordon Lightfoot and Red Moon Road. So tune in Mondays at 2:30 to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Sundays at 11 p.m., CFRC's Vintage Vault presents classic episodes of the Imperfection Hours from the early 2000s. 2 hours dedicated to the underground hardcore punk scene. Can you dig it, Sherman?
I'm David Suzuki. Cut your heat and energy use by 10% and you'll be making a real difference combating global warming. The future is in your hands.
Shrink your footprint, grow your wallet, cool the planet. Find out how at davidsuzuki.org.
You're listening to Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. Let's talk about what we played and then we will get ready to jump into that next set. We started things off, of course, with a request for Master Nate from Master Nate and the Reprobates. That was Freight Train by Kenny Burrell and John Coltrane. A classic. Thank you for sending that my way, Master Nate. I always appreciate it, and I always look forward to your requests whenever you're able to send them in. Now, to follow that up, we played Freewheeler by Maynard Ferguson from the album MF Horn 2. And then to finish things off, played Sunset Like a Persimmon by Yusuke Shima from the album Silent Jazz Case 5, his most recent album. And I definitely want to delve more into that in the weeks to come, so please look forward to that on a future show. Speaking of looking into the future, though, let's talk about what's coming up next. And I have another fantastic request from another good friend of mine, Dan Nisnik, and this one is a bit more interesting. If you might recall from last week's episode, we played the Live at Montreux 1983 performance of Sunspot Dance by Naoya Matsuoka. And as I said before, I think it's one of the best performances of Sunspot Dance ever. But regrettably, not everybody in the audience was enthused by it. And Naoya Matsuoka wasn't the only one to experience this. Because the request that Dan sent me this week is actually Stevie Ray Vaughan playing Give Me Back My Wig at Live at Montreux 1982. And Stevie Ray Vaughan was another artist who experienced something similar to this. As you know, jazz was a huge influence for Stevie Ray Vaughan. And if you listen closely to his work, you'll surely hear it. But there were people who didn't quite appreciate him being put in the jazz pocket during the show. Now fast forward 3 years to Live at Montreux 1985, and this time he would get a much warmer reception from the audience. And once again, Stevie Ray Vaughan was primarily a blues rock guy, but jazz was one of the fundamental pillars of his influences. Particularly such jazz guitarists as Django Reinhardt, Wes Montgomery, and, as we played earlier, Kenny Burrell. So thank you once again for that, Master Nate. So once again, make no mistake, this next song coming up by Stevie Ray Vaughan is most certainly blues rock, but if you listen carefully, you'll hear some of that jazz influence. So, let's get things started in this rock influence set. Again, we're playing Give Me Back My Wig by Stevie Ray Vaughan from Live at Montreux 1982. Please enjoy, and please stay tuned for more. Here we go.
Give me back my wig.
CFRC 101.9 FM, Shed Progressions. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. Let's talk about what we played, and then we'll jump into the next set. We started things off, of course, with a request for Dan Nisnik. He wanted to hear the blues stylings of the legendary Stevie Ray Vaughan with Give Me Back My Wig, performed at Live at Montreux, 1982. Well, the Montreux Jazz Festival, as the name infers, is primarily a jazz festival. In the 70s, they did start broadening their scope and bringing in different genres of music, including, of course, Stevie Ray Vaughan. And as you heard at the end of the song, there were a few people scattered across the audience who weren't exactly enthused about someone who was to them a non-jazz musician playing at what was primarily a jazz festival. Although once again, the majority of the audience was overwhelmingly positive towards him, and when he came back in 1985, the entire crowd was happy to have him back. Now, we followed that up with some jazz rock by Lockwood with the song Green. After that, we played DAD by the Electric Guitar Quartet from the album EGQ2, and then to finish things off, we listened to High Tech Jazz, the newest release by Polyplus. And then coming up next on Shed Progressions, we're going to switch things up once again to the vocal stylings of Jill Barber with the song Que Reste Til de Nos Amor. So please enjoy and please stay tuned for more as the midnight hour draws ever nearer here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. Here we go.
Ce soir, le vent qui frappe à ma porte me parle des amours mortes devant le feu qui s'éteint. Ce soir, c'est une chanson d'automne dans la maison qui frissonne. Et je pense aux jours lointains. Que reste-t-il de nos amours? Que reste-t-il de ces beaux jours? Une photo, vieille photo de ma jeunesse. Que reste-t-il des billets doux, des mois d'avril? Des rendez-vous, un souvenir qui me poursuit sans cesse. Bonheur fané, cheveux au vent, baisers volés, rêves mouvants. Que reste-t-il de tout cela? Dites-le-moi. Un petit village, un vieux clocher, un paysage si bien caché, et dans un nuage, le cher visage de mon passé. Reste-t-il de nos amours? Que reste-t-il de ces beaux jours? Une photo, vieille photo de ma jeunesse. Que reste-t-il des billets doux, des mois d'avril, des rendez-vous, un souvenir qui me poursuit sans cesse. Bonheur fané, cheveux au vent, baisers volés, rêves mouvants. Que reste-t-il de tout cela? Dites-le-moi. Un petit village, un vieux clocher, un paysage si bien caché, et dans un nuage, le seul visage de mon père. say.
Hey.
my dream come true.
And here we are. We've reached the end of our show here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nick Ewan. One last time tonight, let's talk about what we played, and then we'll play our last song of the night. We started things off, of course, with Quereste Til de Nos Amor by Jill Barber from her album Encore. After that, we played I Had the Craziest Dream by Angela Verbruggen for the album Somewhere. Now, before we play the last song of the night, just a couple of quick announcements. And you probably heard me say it many times before, but hopefully you don't mind if I say it anyways. If you enjoy listening to jazz music and want to hear a bit more of it during your week, you should definitely check out Dave's show, Swing Swang Swung. It's every Saturday afternoon, 2 to 4 p.m., 2 hours of jazz at a perfect time. And there's also Daniel Wolf's show, Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m. Two more opportunities during the week to hear some more jazz music. Now, for our last song of the night, we're going to finish things off with White Light by Bad Bad Not Good from their album Mid-Spiral, Growth. With this episode drawing to a close, as always I say to you this, thank you for tuning in to Shed Progressions. I hope you enjoyed tonight's set list. Next week, I'll be back, as always, with a few more surprises up my sleeve. To name a couple, I'd like to go back and revisit the consoles. And there's a really cool take on the jazz standard Take 5 by Ozan Yamamoto with the Blue Coats Orchestra that I'd like to play as well, so please look forward to those. But as our show draws to a close, as Monday night gives way to Tuesday morning and a new week stretches out before us, I say to you this, take care out there, stay safe, stay healthy. I hope good things come your way, and I hope this week goes your way. One last time, please enjoy the last song of the night. Again, it is White Light by Bad Bad Not Good from their album Mid-Spiral Growth to wind things down for the night. So I hope you'll permit me this indulgence one last time. Please enjoy our last song of the night here on Shed Progressions on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next week. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
On Saturday, August 24th, it all begins again. The ecstasy.
Richardson Stadium comes alive. Alex Freakin is hype. I'm hype. I love football.
The exhilaration.
And there he goes. That man is bad. That man is fast. And he is up over the 50, still on his feet.
The heartbreak.
And Laurier wins on an absolute heartbreaker at Richardson Stadium.
The pain.
No!
All part of a long journey to football immortality for the Queen's Gaels. And on Saturday, August 24th, in Windsor, Ontario, it all begins again. 3:45 p.m. pregame show, 4 p.m. kickoff, and there's only one place you can catch all the action.
This is Queen's Football on CFRC.